All right. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our weekly prayer and inspiration call every week. I am thankful that we're able to come together. It's such a blessing. And this afternoon, I have a brief word of encouragement for you to meditate on, and then we're going to seal the word with prayer. But just before we share the word, I want to pray over the word. Father, we thank you. We give you all praise and we honor you. You are the God of grace, of kindness, of mercy. Thank you, O God, for the word that you have given me. Thank you, O God, for your word, O God, will not fall on stony ground, but it will be received. Thank you for the word that will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish what you sent it to do. And God is going to prosper. We thank you because you do all things well. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. All right, today's word of inspiration is entitled, The God of Compassion. The God of Compassion. What is compassion? When I looked up the word compassion, the definition for compassion is sympathetic pity and concern for the sufferings or misfortune of others. But how many of you know that it's not always easy to show compassion? Especially when someone does something to you that was malicious, when someone says something about you, it's hard to show compassion when someone does something to someone else that we don't like, whether it's a criminal act or whatever type of act it is. Sometimes for a lot of us, it's hard to show compassion, but showing compassion is a true mark of a Christian character. And what I want to do is I just want to share with you a story. I shared this story a few years ago when we first started this prayer call. But several years ago, there was this great earthquake. And what had happened before the earthquake happened, the mother and the father and the child was at home and they were preparing the child to go to school. And as they prepared the child to go to school, the father stooped down to the child and told the child, listen, no matter what happens, always remember that I'm going to be there for you. So the little boy and the father, they go to school. He drops the little boy off to school. He comes back home and all of a sudden there's this earthquake and it's a devastating earthquake. And the father runs to the school to look for his son and he finds the school collapse and the area where his son classroom is just it's just destroyed. And so he begins to look for his son and he begins to dig around the debris where his son is. And other parents are coming to the school and crying and screaming, understandably. But no one is helping the father, but the father is determined to find his child. And as he's digging around, people are telling him to stop because he's going to make things worse. But he continues to dig and he looks over to them. He's like, is anybody going to help me? You know, your children are in here as well, but no one does anything. And then the police come and they tell him that he needs to stop because once again, things may get worse, but this father does not. And so the parents and people are coming around and they're placing flowers down as a memorial, but this father does not stop digging. But as the evening hits, people are leaving and, he never leaves. And then when morning sets, people are coming back with flowers as a memorial, but this father does not give up. He has the compassion. He has the love for his child. And so he's digging. And as he digs once again and continues to dig, he gets to a certain area where he can hear a faint cry. He hears the cry of children. And so he looks over. He says, listen, I hear them. Help me to dig. And so people began to start digging at this point. And as he's digging and digging and digging, a child begins to reach his arms up. And so the father reaches the child and it is said to be a true story. And that father, because of his determination, literally rescued approximately 20 children from the debris. But his child did not come up till last. All these other children were coming up one after another, after another, after another. And then finally, when he gets the hand of his child, he pulls him up and he looks at him, he hugs him, he kisses him, and he says, Why did you wait so long to come out? The little boy said, because daddy, remember what you said? You told me not to worry. You told me that you will always be there for me. So I knew that you were going to be there. So I let all the other little children go ahead of me. This is the love and compassion that the father had for his son. And let me just say this, God has that same love and compassion for each and every one of us. What I want to do is talk to you really quickly as well about the prodigal son. It's a great story of compassion, which is found in Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 11 through 32. I'm not going to read the scripture, but for those of you who may know it, it's still good to read it again, because you never know what God will reveal to you as you open it up. But again, that is in Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 11 through 32. And the parable of the prodigal son, which is told by Jesus, is a story about a father who has two sons. And the younger son asks for his portion of inheritance from his father, who grants his son's request. And this son, however, what happens? He's wasteful with his money and he lives an extravagant life. And this is where the word prodigal comes from. So he squanders his fortune and eventually becomes destitute. He has no money. He has no place to live. And he starts living with the pigs and eating with the pigs. And as a consequence, he now must return home empty-handed and intend to beg his father to accept him back as a servant. Now, he knew he asked for his inheritance and he wasted it and thought his father would not accept him back as a son. But to the son's surprise, he is not scorned by his father, but he's welcomed back with celebration and a welcoming party. However, this parable shows us the attitude of his older brother when the father celebrates his younger son and when he's returned home. And since the older son was envious, he refused to participate in the festivities. So the father tells the older son, listen, you are ever with me and all that I have is yours, but your younger brother was lost and now he is found. I'm going to use my own paraphrase. I need you just to relax. I need you to loosen up. I need you to enjoy. I need you to love on your brother. So the prodigal son is in this text is the third and final parable of a cycle of redemption. So when we look at the story of the prodigal son, we see how the father shows compassion after all his son did. And we should do likewise. We should do likewise. By doing so, our actions can show the world how Jesus has changed us. Those of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we should be changed people. And so today, I just want to remind you that our Heavenly Father will never give up on us. Just like the father who was digging around the debris for his son, let me tell you this, God will continue to dig around the debris of your life to rescue you. I don't know what your debris are, but he will lift every one of them up just to reach you. Whatever your debris is, and you know what your debris is, I can name several debris, but I can testify that God has dug around all my debris. He's removed my debris, and he has reached me, and he has touched me, and he knows everything that there is about you. He knows what you're dealing with. And even those things that you are ashamed to even tell your closest friend, he knows, but yet God is waiting for you. I want to encourage everyone who was listening to this message on today to know that God is a God of compassion. You may feel like God will never forgive you. You may feel that God can never love you, but let me tell you something. He loves you, and that he is a God of compassion. He is a God of forgiveness. You have to learn how to forgive yourself. Thank you, God. So as I end the today's word of inspiration, I just want to remind you that Jesus Christ is the greatest example of someone with true compassion. And not only did Jesus have compassion and heal people from their physical suffering, he also showed the greatest compassion for mankind when he died on the cross for our sins. Remember, showing compassion is a true mark of a Christian character. I'll say that again. Showing compassion is a true mark of Christian character. What is your character like? Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. Examine your heart. What is your character like? Do you have the character of compassion? Do you show compassion? And if you're not showing compassion, if you are holding on to envy, if you're holding on to things that you need to let go, I encourage you to go to the God of compassion and ask him to teach you, to show you how to love, how to forgive, how to dig around others' debris. Thank you, God, to dig around others' debris and not to judge them based upon their debris and not to let the debris of their life hold them down. But I encourage you to be that individual that God can use to dig around and to help them to rise up and to meet him and to have a relationship with him, because we serve a God of compassion. This is the word of inspiration for today. It is my prayer that you were blessed by this word and that you were reminded that we serve a God of compassion and that he will never, ever, ever give up on any one of us, no matter what we have done, no matter where we are in life. He is a God of compassion, and he will always draw us near to him. As we draw nigh to him, he's going to draw nigh to us. So encourage yourself, encourage your friends, encourage your loved one, and encourage someone to know that we serve a God of compassion. Hallelujah. Now we're going to go ahead and we're going to go into prayer at this time, and we're going to just give God praise. I just want to have a couple of moments of silence as we transition into prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, once again, we give you thanks and we honor you. We take the time to love on you. We give thanks for your presence in our lives. We give thanks for your grace and your mercy that you give us every day. It's of your mercy, God, that we have not been consumed, for your compassion fail not. They are new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness. We give thanks for your love towards us, God, that never ceases to amaze us, God. We say thank you. Thank you for being God. Thank you for being our keeper. Thank you for being our provider and our protector. Thank you for being the one that delivers us, God. Thank you for being our sustainer. Thank you for being our healer. Thank you, God. Thank you for being the great I am, the everlasting Father, the I am that I am. Thank you. God, we thank you for being the creator of this world. Thank you for giving us breath, oh God, and life, oh God, and air to breathe, oh God. We say thank you. We don't want to take anything for granted, so we give thanks in all things, God. We thank you and we bless your name on this afternoon. And Father, I just want to say thank you for everyone who is connected on this call on today. Thank you for their life. Thank you for what you're doing in their lives. Father, I ask right now, God, that you will pour out your love on every one of us, oh God. That is my prayer. Father, just as you have poured out your love, oh God, you have shown us what love and compassion is. I ask God, that you give us the ability to love and to show compassion like you love and show compassion towards us. Father, help us to love our brothers and our sisters, even when sometimes it seems impossible. Even when it's hard, God, you even said in your word that the greatest commandment was that we love you and with all of our heart and with all of our soul. And the second command is that we love our neighbors as we love ourselves. So God, that is our desire, that we will love and that we will show compassion. Show us, oh God, help us to grow in you. We ask, oh God, that we decrease and that you rise up on the inside of us in a new way on today. today. Direct us, God, as we are concerned about others who may be less fortunate than us, oh God. Help us to show compassion to those who are in need, oh God. Help us not to be selfish, but to be unselfish, oh God, and to be compassionate and wanting to reach out, oh God, and to forgive and to show love and to help those, oh God, that need help. Help us, oh God. And even if some may not be able to help financially, God, we can help with our words, with the positive words. May we speak positive to someone. May we uplift someone, oh God. May we share a word of encouragement. May we have a scripture to share with someone, oh God, whose head is down, oh God. Father, this is my prayer, that we will be the servants that are compassionate, just as you are compassionate, God. Help us to discern your ways, Father. Fill us with the gift of discernment, so our character grows, and as you clean us up and make us what you created us to be, that we will endow that you will endow us with wisdom, God. This is my prayer, the wisdom to know when we are in situations that are not of you. This is my prayer on today. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you for your word. Your word, oh God, over in Psalm says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord and delight in his way. And I pray on today that all of our steps will be ordered by you, that our heart and our mind will always respond in obedience to your directions, God. This is my prayer, that our will not be done, but your will be done, Father. We surrender to you, the Father of love, the Father of compassion, the Father of forgiveness, the Father that does all things well. Father, I also pray, thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will choose the way of righteousness, God, even when we're faced with many paths of judgment, that we will always fulfill your priorities and never allow our flesh to dictate our action. And God, we know that's hard sometimes, God, if we're real. Our flesh has a tendency of dictating our actions, but God, we want you, your spirit, to dictate our actions, oh God, or and even our attitudes, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, if truth be told, God, we all fall short in this area, but Father, help us to let love win, and you make sure that we're reflecting you. Help us to reflect you, God, in the name of Jesus. Order our steps on today so that we may walk in your authority, walk in your word, walk in your promises, as we walk in your destiny and walk in your compassion. This is our prayer that we have on today. It's in the strong name of Jesus that we pray. And we pray, God, as always, we pray for Pierce Insurance. We thank you, oh God, for what you have done. Oh God, we thank you for the favor that you continue to show us. We thank you, oh God, for the many blessings, oh God, that you have bestowed upon Pierce Insurance as a company, and even those of us who are employees. God, we thank you. We are honored to be able to be employed by Pierce Insurance. We thank you for the favor that you have given us. We thank you for the blessing that you have given us. We thank you for the example that both Patricia and Lonnie are. We thank you for their compassionate and loving ways, oh Father. We thank you for their desire, oh God, to help others who are in need as well, Father. We thank you, oh God, and because of that, God, Pierce Insurance is blessed. Because they are unselfish, Pierce Insurance is blessed. But Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will continue to order the steps of Pierce Insurance, that you will direct their path, because your word tells us in all of our ways, if we acknowledge you, that you will direct our path. So Father, even as Pierce Insurance, as Lonnie and Patricia are acknowledging you and seeking you, God, continue to direct their path, oh God, their path concerning companies to seek after, their path concerning what employees to employ, God. Father, I thank you, oh God. I thank you for what you have done and what you're going to do. I thank you for the growth. Thank you, Father. I thank you for the growth with Pierce Insurance. And God, great things are in store. And God, we know that you do all things well. So we trust you, oh God. We give it all to you and we honor you. Now, Father, we give you praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, God.
Amen.